couple of years down the road, you are hanging out. You are still telling jokes.
Good. Thank God.
You're working on screenplays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
One of them actually got bought, but
Whoa.
you kind of get the feeling like it's never going to get made, like that kind of thing.
Don't care.
Yeah.
What, how much does it get bought for? What do I make at the end of it?
$250,000.
That's fucking rules. Are you kidding
Yeah.
me? Holy shit.
You wrote a script called The New Adventures of Huck Finn. And it's pretty good, but
Yeah.
you kind of get the feeling that like they bought it just to like sit on it, because they're like, we're never going to make this movie, but like we can't have some competitor making this movie. This would be really good. It's a it's this like it's a story. It's like a coming of age story about a boy who like he has to learn kung fu. Everyone in his family knows kung fu.
Yeah.
And
Huck,
so,
this Huck Finn is the is this the protagonist of the New Adventures of Huck Finn?
yeah, they call him Huck Finn in the script because his real name is Huck Finns.
What?
Yeah, he's from the Finns family, and they named him Huck. That's like just the script. And
Why would the
so,
fuck would they change it just by one letter? Why not just call him Huck Finns? Is this like a retelling of Huckleberry Finn?
no, I mean, it's just like an ironic nickname, you know, that people gave him.
Oh, are
So it's
you
not really
fucking
about
kidding?
Huck Finn at all. It's mostly about this young boy's adventures, learning kung fu and, you know, learning some self-respect and learning how to fight back against bullies. So,
It's like the Karate Kid with terrible name.
yeah, it's kind of like Karate Kid. The main way that it's different though is that he learns kung fu because he's part of this like crime family, the Kung Fu crime family, and the Finns kind of like rule like the southwest part of Maryland. And so it's just kind of about this boy learning kung fu for his like evil family, basically.
Okay. I sell this script for a quarter. I make a quarter of $1 million.
A cool quarter of a mil.
250 large. Yeah.
And you're feeling like you can take on the world with this.
Well, I feel like this is gonna like bankroll the next few years of my life that will allow me to like really buckle down and focus on something else now that I've achieved some sort of success. That would be like the goal.
And what you buckle down on, Aaron, is that lo, these few years down the road, you have decided with this little bit of money in your pocket
Yeah.
to open your very own library. You think about the
Why the
library.
fuck would I do that? There's a, I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Like the public library system here is enormous. It's so vast. Why can I, how can I compete with that? Plus a little free library movement. This is a saturated market. That
Because you're
again,
like,
you know how hard it is to run an actual bookstore where people buy books, let alone when I'm renting them out?
yeah. And
This fucking sucks.
your thing is like, look, I grew up going to the library and loving it. You know, the librarian that you grew up with was this woman, Mrs. Snerd. You never learned her first name, but she was like classic librarian.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, like one time you were in the mall in downtown Dupo, and you like ran into her and you were like, "Oh, hi." And she was like, "Hello, Aaron. Like, good to see you." And you're like, "Yeah, all right, well, have a good one." And as you walk away, your sneakers kind of make that like weird high-pitched sneaker noise, you know? And
Yeah.
then and she goes, "Shh." And you're like, and you stop, dude.
Yeah, okay. I
She's
mean, I respect the
very,
rules of the library.
of course, you always have.
Yeah. I'm a
Growing
friend of
up,
the
like,
library.
you and Mrs. Snerd, like, you guys, like, definitely got along and stuff, and you would,
Sure.
spend a lot of your summers just hanging out inside that air-conditioned library in Duple, Illinois. And you kind of had the run of the place almost, you know what I mean? Like, she didn't care that you were just there for the whole fucking day, nose deep in a book, reading, Encyclopedia Brown and the Hardy Boys and stuff like that. You remember re
How old am I at this point?
Oh, this was when you were like 12.
And I'm reading Hardy Boys at 12.
Oh yeah. You were reading this
Okay.
one Hardy Boys where the Hardy brothers are like killed off. And
Yeah.
what happened was they decided to do like I guess like a reboot of the line or whatever.
Okay.
So they murdered them and then did this like weird like multiverse thing where it's like in this universe there's three Hardy brothers. And so
Okay.
you read every single book in the Hardy Triplets series. And
Ed
they
Hardy.
Ed Hardy was the third one, and they
No,
solved
shit.
some pretty interesting mysteries. There was it they only did like a seven book run of it, but you read all seven of them that one
Okay.
magical summer.
All right.
And so you kind of like you're like, you know what? I want to bring back that small town library feel. Yeah, the library system in LA is enormous, but like, do they have the customer service of like a mom and pop library, like the one that I grew up?
Yes. Yeah, there is no such thing as a mom and pop library. That doesn't exist. It doesn't exist out of the publicly funded library that we all pay for and can enjoy. Why am I creating a paid for service when a free one that's going to be superior already exists?
Because you would just feel really inspired, man. You remember that summer. The reason that you started going to the library so much is that there was this like gang of bullies that had like targeted you that summer. They were called the, I'm
Dad
gonna,
and the stepkids. No, sorry.
they were called the Aaron Haters.
No, I didn't have a
And
group of bullies. I didn't have a
they just
roving band of bullies targeting me,
they all
as you
dressed
said.
like they all dressed like pirates and stuff, and they would like do stuff like make you walk the plank, but you would walk the plank into like the riverbank or whatever and fall and like roll down into the river and get taken downstream several miles. And so one day
Yeah,
you were
that's
just
dangerous. People die doing that. Every year, some guy gets out on a sandbar and drowns in the Mississippi. I don't want to be that guy.
And you don't. And you feel like the only reason that you weren't is because of that library that summer.
The library keeps me alive in the undercurrent of the Mississippi River.
Well, no, like it gave you a place to kind of like hide from the bullies, from the Aaron haters. None of them were allowed in the library. They
Why?
because they all had overdue books. And
Okay.
Mrs. Snerd would be like, "Don't worry, Aaron. Like those boys won't come in here, not unless they have $6." Like yells at them, and they all go
Yeah.
like, "Oh!" And they run away. They scatter.
Oh, great. Now they're just going to beat the shit out of me once we're out of eyesight.
But like the Aaron haters eventually they just kind of move on after they realize they kind of like can't get to you anymore. They end up just like doing other stuff, and you think about the Aaron haters every once in a while.
What do you mean they do other stuff?
They just
Do
like, well,
they stay together as a group? Do they change their name?
yeah, they just go on and they like bully, different kids that summer.
So they're just a band of
But
bullies.
that entire summer, even though they were bullying like a bunch of different kids, none of the Aaron haters got a decent night's sleep. 'Cause they were like,
Okay.
fucking Aaron, we never got him.
Oh, okay. So they're not letting it go.
No. And you remind yourself of the Aaron haters every once in a while, to kind of think about, where we come from and where we're going. Every single one of them is now dead.
Jesus Christ. Live fast, die young. That's what they say.
That's what the Aaron haters say. So
I
you
was
kind of
saying
wanna
shit anymore
you kind of
on
wanna
the
like,
fucking ground.
yeah, you want to bring that to Los Angeles. And so, God damn it, you do.
There's so many other ways you could do that than fucking library.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So many. Now I gotta buy books. I gotta buy computers that people can fucking jack off in front of. Like, you know,
Oh
I gotta
yeah,
buy
but
dividers, payers.
the first thing that you buy is a big sign that says absolutely no jacking off. And then
Doesn't sound like something I do.
you buy an even bigger sign that says, no, seriously, it's not what we do here. So you open it up, it's
How the
called
fuck is this thing gonna make a dime? Unless I'm selling Sprites at $10 a pop, you know, or Snickers bars, $7.50. Like, how am I gonna make any money?
The way that you're making a little bit of money through this is you have like one of those old school cigarette machines, and
Okay.
people will come in there and like you are moving a lot of cigarettes out of that fucking machine, dude. They come by daily
Jesus
to restock it
Christ.
because you managed to get like a good deal on the machine and on the supply. So like you are making like pretty decent money, dude. So you're able to kind of, you know, sell them at a very reasonable price. So there are like sometimes not all the time, but sometimes there's like a line of people.
It's just a numbers game. I'm just trying to move as much as I can because I got it
Yeah.
so cheap.
You're trying to do like a few things there. Like you started your own monthly comedy show there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Jokes in the Library After Dark.
Oh.
And the show doesn't start until the sun has fully set. Like that's when you guys start the show. So it
So it
starts,
changes throughout the year.
yeah, earlier it's like in the winter it starts earlier, in the summer it starts, you know, later and stuff.
Who's coming to like a fucking 4 o'clock, you know, or 4:30 or whatever the peak dark time is? Who's doing that? People are gonna be working.
Yeah, but you know, you do it on like a Saturday, so you know, people come out for it.
All right.
Jokes at the Library After Dark. So, you know, it's like comics are
There's an
so
implication. After Dark has a serious implication.
yeah.
It's like a naughty show, a tawdry show at my fucking public library that's supposed to have the feel of my library back home, where there was certainly not a dirty comedy show.
So this is a small town library feel, but with a big city erotic comedy show.
Oh no, I'm not gonna have an erotic comedy show at my library that I'm trying to emulate home.
But you guys
I'm
are
not.
like, it's a very popular show. Comics are desperate for stage time, so you actually get some pretty like good people, you know? And so you know, it's you build it up and it's become a pretty cool thing that you do. And you know, you do stuff like that. Like you have a speed dating thing come through a few times. You do a couple different community events. There's like a lot of stuff happening there. It's called Aaron's Library.
Oh, Pat.
You spelled library incorrect. So you sell like stickers that say Aaron's Library, and people think like, oh, this is like funny, but and you're like, yeah, I definitely did it on purpose, but like you didn't.
Great. And I just know that and carry that with me every time I walk in and leave. Cool. I
So
misspelled it. It wasn't like a little
yeah.
red squiggle underneath it or anything. There
Nope,
wasn't any sort
library.
of every single document that I had to fill out. I misspelled it.
You misspelled the word library. Yeah.
That fucking sucks. That fucking sucks so bad. Misspelled the word library a dozen times at least.
I would go to a place that was called the library. I think that would be kind of
Yeah.
cool.
All
I mean,
right.
it's a library and a performing arts center, you know? It's like that's cool. So,
Yeah, but we're having like erotic Erotic comedy night.
Well, that there's a place for that.
Yeah, but it's not in a library.
You think there's not some, you think there's not like an erotic section of the library, of Aaron's
Why
library?
would
There
why would
is.
I think that? I'm the one who bought all the books and put them there.
I'm saying, like, you know, there's a market for this in the world. You know, it's why we're all here, if you think about it. And so you have like an erotica section of the library, of Aaron's library. And yeah, you have this erotic comedy show, but like whatever, maybe, you know, you have other shows and stuff there. Like there's a different show that plays there on Friday.
Yeah.
It's called Get in the Zone. DA Zone.
Get in the zone.
Yeah. Get in
What's
the
the
Zone.
fucking deal with this show?
Oh, it's hosted by the Zone Brothers.
What? The Zone Brothers?
Yeah, they're this double act that's been taking the comedy world by storm. Like you only know
Yeah.
about them because like if you're like a comedy nerd, you know about them, you know, that kind of deal. But they are going to blow the fuck up. So like you're
They
pretty
have a show
happy that
called
that
Get in the Zone.
get into Zone. Yeah. The Zone Brothers.
The
Clint
Zone Brothers.
and Murdoch.
Clint and Murdoch Zone.
Yeah. But they're
Ooh.
pretty funny, dude, and they're nice guys, you know?
Well, good. I'm glad.
You feel like Murdoch maybe doesn't like you, but he's polite. So you're
Okay.
working at this library that you've put your, you know, pretty much all of your money into.
I would not do that.
But again, you remember that what you call your golden summer of you just going in that library from sun up to sundown, reading, having all kinds of adventures, living all these crazy life lives through story, you know? You remember reading about Robin Hood and his merry men? You remember reading a Shakespeare for the first time and just being like, what the fuck is this? You remember reading it like recently and being like, what the fuck is this? You just never figured it out. It's like your one sore spot. Like when, like if people are like try to talk to you about Shakespeare, you're like, oh yeah, you're kind of vague about it.
And see, that's probably pretty true. You know, I read a little bit of it and it's like,
Yeah.
whatever.
So
I don't know.
like
But again, I haven't like read it since I was like an adult, really.
so life is fairly okay.
Okay.
One day you come to work, you look across the street, and you see that like there's like a construction site, like they're like building something. What do you do?
Yeah, I'm going to work. I would just go to work.
So you go to work and you kind of don't really pay attention to the construction site. When you walk outside for lunch, you're gonna go to this place called Pork and Pastries. And it's a place where they
All right.
specialize in like, you know, the sweet and the savory. And you decide you're gonna go there for lunch. And so you're kind of humming their theme song to yourself as you're like walking outside.
They have a theme song that I'm familiar with.
Yeah. It's like pork and pastries, fill your mouth with pork and pastries, pigs and sweets. And you kind of like are humming that, and you look up and you see that they've like fully completed the building that they're making. It's
Yeah.
says Lanilax Library. The Lanilax Corporation has started to move into the library game. The thinking being, the reasoning being that, like, you know, things are, you know, it's a cycle, it's a circle. You know what I mean? So eventually, libraries are gonna like become in fashion again, like they used to. And so they're like basically being like, yeah, man, like we're their idea is that they're gonna make that the fucking libraries of Alexandria look like a pile of horse shit.
Well, great.
So yeah, so you're kind of like worried about this, and your business starts going kind of downhill.
How could it not?
They
How
actually
could it fucking not?
the Land O'Lakes Corporation, they start a competing comedy show. They get the Zone Brothers to come over on Friday night. They'll just totally betray you.
Good. Fuck those guys. Murdoch. Fuck him.
Clint and Murdoch. Yeah, and they their new show is called it's Zone Time.
Oh, get
And
over it. That sucks so bad.
so
It's zone time.
it's Zone Time. And so things are kind of weird lately, you know?
Yeah, I just spent all the fucking money I have on the dumbest goddamn business on the planet. I'm hanging out with the Zone Brothers, one of whom clearly doesn't like me.
He's polite, and they're polite when they resign. When they're just like, "Look, Aaron, like you know this business, you go where the money is, and you know this is a library. You know, no one
There,
pays."
theirs is a library too. You
Yeah,
can't
but
tell me this is a library when you're going to a fucking library. These
but
zone
like.
boys are bad news. I don't like them. You can't say, yeah, oh, it's a fucking library like that when you're going to a competing library.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say that and you don't really have like much of a
Which one?
comeback.
Which one said that?
Murdoch.
Murdoch, I go, get the fuck out of here. Go to your other library.
And as they like walk away, you hear
You've
like
been tense with me the entire time. I've been nothing but hospitable to you. And you've been tense with me this whole time. And now you're shitting on my library when you're going to a library.
as he walks out, you hear him say to Clint under his breath, "I told you he doesn't like me." The door closes.
I don't give. I
So,
don't. He's right. Why would I like you? Why would I like him? He's been a fucking jerk. It's been tense. And now they're leaving and saying like this stupid shit.
yeah.
Fuck
So,
them. I hope they don't have success. I hope it slips right through their fucking fingers. And
so.
they run that show forever because that's all they have.
So you're kind of a little down in the dumps about this. You feel like things were starting to go
Yeah.
right, and then this fucking library, this Land O'Lakes library, has to show up across the street.
Yeah.
So you decide to pour your heart and soul into writing the next screenplay. Like I
What the
said,
fuck? Are you
you
fucking kidding me? That's what I wanted to do the whole time. That's what I wanted from the jump, but you stuck me in a fucking library. How much money do I have left?
you estimate if you live not frugally, but live within your means, you've got about like 2 weeks worth of money.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you serious? I have 2 weeks worth of money.
Yeah.
I thought this library was making money.
I mean, it
But
was, but
now I'm in the hole.
yeah.
Can I get
And
out?
so,
Can I get out?
well, you kind of think that to yourself. You're like, how do I get out of this hole? This library, the library business is way more cutthroat than I thought. And
Fucking stupid.
I got no money, all this stuff. And so you kind of pour that into this script and you finish this like overnight. You just stay up all night and you crank out just this first draft.
Right.
And you send it to this dude who's your like screenplay agent or whatever.
Okay.
He calls you like an hour later. Phone rings. You look down. The call ID says Rex Thunder. Do you answer?
Is that the name of my fucking agent, Rex Thunder?
Absolutely.
Yeah, then I answer.
He's like, Aaron, baby, I love it. He goes, this is your first draft of this? This is incredible.
I go, yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
He goes,
What do you think we can do with it?
he
And
goes,
how soon can we do it?
he goes, I'm going to start pitching this today because your script, The Story of Thursday. Man, I haven't stopped thinking about it. And he reads fast. This guy is like a, he's a subscriber to Speed Reader Weekly. So he's like,
Yeah.
that's kind of part of his success, I think, in the screenwriting agent biz or whatever, is that he just
Yeah.
reads the scripts and books and shit like
Volume.
that faster. Yeah, faster
Yeah.
than anyone. So
Yeah, and he likes this one.
he loves it.
The story of Thursday.
Yeah, it's about a it's about a man who in his 30s realizes that life kind of isn't the way that they lead you to believe that it's going to be. You know, things turn
Yeah.
out in very strange ways, in ways that you wouldn't expect, some good, some bad. And he also starts worshiping Thor. And so
Oh,
it's
man.
about this guy who kind of has this breakdown because there's this like this guy in his apartment building that he thinks is like the personification of Thor, and like he's not, he's just some guy, you know what I mean? And so it's just about this guy kind of going a little bit like nutty. And so
Okay.
you write the story of Thursday, you hand it in. Rex Thunder is all about it.
Yeah. Would I drop any like Thursday, like the band references? Like a name of a
Oh.
character like Jeff Rickley or
So the th
is
you're
that his
not,
name?
I believe so. I don't actually know.
Full
But
Collapse.
so the th you actually like, even though you're like kind of, I don't think this is, you're supposed to do this. You actually write what songs, what Thursday songs
Oh
like you
yeah.
would play during that scene. Like basically your
Yeah.
pitch is that like, yeah, like the whole soundtrack's Thursday songs.
That rules.
Yeah. And so you turn this in. He's like losing his mind. He's pitching it to like all these different studios and stuff, and
Okay.
they are interested. It's a pretty unique script, you know, they like it. They figure it's kind of like a low budget kind of thing. But they can use that money to like maybe get a name, you know, to be in it. You go to sleep that night, your head's spinning. You dream of a howling void. You wake
Perfect.
up and you jump out of bed and you're like, God damn it, I'm gonna have some breakfast.
Yeah.
So you walk into your kitchen and standing there inside your kitchen,
Fuck, why is there always somebody in my house? Uninvited.
no. They go, we were invited, Aaron. It's,
I didn't invite anybody.
they go, you brought us into your house.
What the fuck?
It's Mrs. Butterworth, Captain
Oh,
Crunch,
Jesus Christ.
Lucky from Lucky Charms,
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger, and Chet Lightning. And these are all these different like breakfast, you know, cereal mascots, whatever. And
Will not
so
speak to Chet Lightning.
he kind of just like winks at you and nods and like kind of does like the finger guns at you. He doesn't say anything. Mrs. Butterworth is like, hello, Aaron. We are the Brotherhood of Breakfast. And then the captain goes, what's his name? Captain Crunch goes, Arr, will you lend this old sea dog an ear? Yarr.
I go, why the fuck are you guys like this? Why are
What do you
you like
mean?
alive and in my kitchen?
Well, you know, you bought all the cereal and stuff that
Yeah,
they're
that
in,
yeah, but
so.
the, yeah, I bought the fucking cereal, Pat. I'm not buying a living captain, a sea captain.
He came off of the box. And so basically
Hate being invaded.
Lucky is like, oh, listen to our tale. They go on to tell you that they're like, they basically tell you that you have to get you have to kill that script that you sent out. Like,
Why?
he goes, "Arr, tell your agent that you must never sell this script, yar." Mrs. Butterworth goes on to explain that if this script gets made, it will inspire a whole entire new, like, generation of, like, Norse pagans, basically. And they're like, "Look," they're like, "we don't really have a lot of time to explain why." This is
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
Tony the
you do.
Tiger.
I'm standing right here, and you're asking me to turn away the biggest opportunity of my lifetime, something I've worked forever and built towards.
Yeah.
Yeah, you owe me a fucking explanation.
Son of the Tiger goes, "We're at war with the Norse pantheon."
Who is we?
The Brotherhood of
You
Breakfast.
guys?
Yeah. And
Okay.
basically,
What
if
the fuck does
you,
that mean?
so if this movie gets made, then the Norse pantheon will have, like, all these new believers and all this new power, and they'll be able to finally overtake the Brotherhood of Breakfast. Captain Crunch goes, "Arr, if ye do this for us, Aaron, we'll help you with the library."
I'm going to make the script. I don't give a fuck about that library. I don't give a fuck about the
Yeah.
Brotherhood of Breakfast. They broke into my home. They materialized into my kitchen. They're refusing to like give any more details.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't fucking care about that goddamn library.
And
No.
as the different mascots start to fade back into their respective form, like, stationary forms or whatever, the cereal boxes and the bottles and stuff, you hear Chet Lightning just go like,
Fuck it, dude. I
"Oh no,
can't.
Aaron." He goes, "Why'd you do it? Do it, do it, do it."
I'd scream fuck you at the top of my lungs.
So that afternoon, you get a phone call from Rex Thunder, and he's like,
Okay.
he goes, "Aaron, you're not gonna believe this." And he goes, "Here's what I did." He's getting Pixar to make it. Like, they're
Oh,
very,
wow.
very, very, very interested. And they're going to keep, like, the script as is. They're just going to kind of, do it through their own particular Pixar way or whatever. And they're
Yeah.
like, "We have a, like, this is, if this script isn't made in the next, like, 4 years, then we get the rights back to it. And they also pay a penalty of, like, $2 million." So,
Okay.
like, this is going to get made. And he goes, "All you got to do is sign." And he goes, "Hold on, I emailed you the contract." And he kind of, like, goes through it with you, and
Yeah.
it's fairly, it's pretty
Yeah.
lucrative, dude. It's a 2 million if it doesn't get made, and they give you $750,000 up front.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Or not up front, but that's what they give you
Yeah,
for the script.
I'll
Yeah.
take yes. Yeah.
So Pixar makes the story of Thursday, and it becomes like this, it becomes like not like the sleeper hit of the year, but sort of like people weren't expecting it to do well, because, like, they just didn't know what this was.
Yeah.
And it's so big that people are like, "Holy shit, like, who, like it's that thing where most of the credit goes to the director." You know how it is, how these things work. But, like,
Yeah.
the right people see it, and you start getting, like, some pretty ho high profile, like, writing gigs,
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. You start your own production company. You call it Toot Toot Productions, and
All right.
you start you're like, yeah, the plan is to kind of start directing yourself, start making your own scripts.
Okay. That's interesting.
You're chilling at your apartment. You're not living in an apartment. You're living in, like a very large, like, condo, essentially.
Okay. Nice place.
Yeah, it's nice.
Cool.
You're living not large, but you're very comfortable.
Good.
Outside, you hear like a car like pull into the parking lot,
Yeah.
and you hear like muffled coming out of the car, like, "Holy Diva, you belong to Ronan and midnight sea. Who's
Yeah.
becoming?" And then like the door like shuts and like it drives away. It's like an Uber, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a knock on your door. What do you do?
I would look through the people.
Standing there is this guy. He's easily like 6'8". He's fucking jacked. He's got long red hair, big red beard, and he's holding what appears to be like a gigantic like battle hammer in his hand. And he's dressed kind of like a medieval like knight almost.
I'm not answering the door for that guy. Are
He knocks
you
again.
fucking kidding me?
What do you do?
I go, can I help you?
He goes, "Help me, brother. You've given me new life. It is I, Thor. Might I come in?"
I'm sorry,
Ha
I'm not
ha
having
ha.
guests at this time.
He goes, "Very understandable." There's like a bolt of lightning inside your apartment. And he's just like standing there.
What the fuck, man?
He goes,
I'm not ever going to entertain these things because they're barging into my home.
"Doors are nothing to a thunder god." He goes,
I go, get the fuck out of my house.
"My thanks to you, Aaron. You have inspired new worship of the old gods. Soon we will be able to take over the world again, and it's all thanks to you." And then he hits you in the head with the hammer. And he goes, "For Odin," and splits your fucking skull.
What the fuck?
Your brains are like
Are you
smashed
fucking
immediately.
kidding me?
Yeah, he sacrificed you to
That
his
sucks
father.
so fucking bad.
The Brotherhood of Breakfast are demolished. Breakfast essentially it becomes outlawed on this new earth of pagan gods. And yeah, you kind of helped usher it in, and you remembered as like a Benedict Arnold, but for the Norse pantheon.
Who fucking cares? Who fucking cares?
The movie's a big hit. You briefly have a very, very good career.
Yeah, who fucking cares?